AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Brittany Griner is back in the U.S. after a prisoner swap with Russia. The AP Sagar Magani reports Russian President Vladimir Putin is saying more exchanges are possible.
Griner arrived at a Texas military base this morning. American Paul Whelan remains held in Russia, where Putin says there could be more swaps.
Let's see what he actually does.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Russians are treating Whelan's case differently than Griner's. She was charged with drug crimes. He faced espionage charges.
In the Russian mind, that makes him different. That makes his case unique.
And while White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says talks continue in a bid to free Whelan,
I don't want to get into any specifics about negotiations.
U.S. officials have said they do not see an immediate path toward his release. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Putin says Russia could adopt what he described as a U.S. concept of using preemptive military strikes, noting it has the weapons to do the job. Putin specifically noted the U.S. hasn't ruled out the first use of nuclear weapons. John Kirby at the White House is concerned about Russia and Iran.
Russia is offering Iran an unprecedented level of military and technical support that is transforming their relationship into a full-fledged defense partnership.
Kirby says that includes air defense systems, helicopters, and fighter jets for Russia's war in Ukraine. The parties are loud in Croatia. That's what it sounds like in Zagreb after Croatia beat Brazil to advance to the semifinal at the World Cup. They play the winner of Argentina and the Netherlands. J. Alexander King was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison in Minnesota. He knelt on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on the black man's neck. This is AP News. Charges have been dropped against a former governor in the Flint water case.
A judge has dismissed criminal charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in the Flint water crisis. The order comes months after the state Supreme Court said indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Snyder, a Republican who left office in 2019, was charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of misconduct in office. He's also the 8th person to have a Flint water case thrown out after the Supreme Court's unanimous June opinion. I'm Shelley Adler.
Japanese billionaire Yasuko Maezawa says K-pop star T.O.P. will be among 8 people who will join him on a flight around the moon on a SpaceX spaceship. Maezawa has said the moon trip is aimed for 2023, but more space observers consider that target only optimistic. Also selected for the Dear Moon Project are American DJ Steve Aoki. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.